In 1999, Catherine Bulkovic left her job as a cop in Lincoln, Nebraska, to work for the United Nations in Bosnia. What she found there shocked her. The filmmakers who've made a movie about her are guessing it will shock audiences, too. Bob Mandela reviews the new drama, Whistleblower.
Being a peacekeeper in Bosnia, a nation where ethnic strife goes back generations, can't ever have struck police officer Kathy Bulkovec as an easy job. But it probably hadn't occurred to her that the guys working with her wouldn't necessarily be allies.
So, where do we sign to say we come?
It says right here, UN mandate requires you to sign at the
yes,
end.
Yes, but this paper is no good. The new policy is
leave
that we sign at the beginning.
Alone. They try that with everyone. You sign them in, they bugger off. I'm McVeigh, you're Kathy, yeah?
Yeah.
Welcome to paradise. Follow me.
Kathy, played by Rachel Weisz, sees a case on this first day that only she seems interested in, a middle-aged woman stabbed by her husband. It's not the first time the woman's come in, but each time, no charges are filed, and she's sent back to her husband. It looks as if that's going to happen again.
What does he say?
See. Woman is Muslim, and she deserves
hands off.
Their job, Kathy's told, is to observe, not to investigate. But she's an investigator, so she teams up with a local officer, and they take the case to court. 2 months later, they win, which earns her tea with a UN official, played by Vanessa Redgrave.
You've just facilitated the first conviction for domestic violence since the end of the war in Bosnia.
Well, it's just my job.
You can't imagine how that makes you stand out around here. The IPTF have a gender affairs office, and I think you're the right person to take over.
When she does, all of her cases involve women, many of them prostitutes at clubs and brothels frequented by the very men that Kathy works with each day. Which is not a coincidence. Kathy uncovers a trail of bribes, sex trafficking, and worse that leads straight back to her UN colleagues. But the victims are afraid to testify. The UN, they have learned from experience, is just there to observe.
They can't knowingly have one of their men involved in rape, kidnapping, and torture.
How do you do this if you work for the UN?
I'm an American police officer. Doesn't matter who I work for, I wouldn't let anybody get away with this.
You promise you can stop these men?
Well, I can't promise I can stop all these men.
If you cannot promise, then why do we agree? How do I know this is safe?
You're a smart girl.
Director Larissa Kondracki and writer Eilish Kirwan are making their feature film debut with The Whistleblower, and though it's based on a true story, they've made it zip along like a police thriller. A police thriller that's bleak enough and sobering enough that it would be tough to watch if not for the controlled fury of Weisz's performance, a standout in what's shaping up to be an assertively feminist August at the multiplex. Next week, for instance, Whistleblower will be competing for audiences with an adaptation of the bestseller The Help. In that story of 60s racial discrimination, women so dominate that you'd almost think men didn't have opinions on the subject. And a week later, the French arthouse film Mozart's Sister will argue that 18th century sexism deprived the world of a potentially brilliant composer. These other films, let's note, were directed by men and tell their stories of social injustice politely. The women behind The Whistleblower suit their filmmaking to the atrocities they're exposing and show no such reserve. I'm Bob Mandela.
This is NPR.